And Kathy Dawes now with quite a crew, a very impressive crew, in fact. We have with us today Kansas United Way Executive Director Mark Clausen and also K-State basketball coach Bruce Weber and his wife Megan. Welcome all three of you here today. And I know, Mark, I think we have some exciting news. I'm going to let you start off.
Well, first off, I want to thank Coach and his wife Megan for helping out and being our campaign champions this year. And we're really excited to announce that we have went over our goal this year. And I think that's directly related to their involvement and the community's deciding to be involved.
And I know we have talked many times in this very studio, and you were a little apprehensive, I think, and knew it would be a challenge, but kudos, and kind of explain some of the work involved in getting to this point.
Well, I think a lot of it was who we had as champions. I think a lot of it was our board has been very active and involved. And I think just being out public and stating the need.
Well, Coach Weber, just some of your thoughts and how you became involved in this and some of your thoughts about the whole process.
Well, actually, I told Mark this story when I arrived here. Every other community, every other university I've been to, the United Way was knocking on our door all the time. And my first year, I had to call somebody and say, isn't there a United Way campaign and can we donate? And then Mark approached Megan and I, and it's so important to the community, and Manhattan is growing. I don't know if people realize it's, you know, our neighborhood alone is just expanding, and obviously got many more businesses coming in town, and which means there's going to be more and more need. And for us to be involved, it was important, and we're glad we reached the goal. But I think the one thing that hits me right away, 28,000 people use services provided by United Way campaign, by the United Way. And you just think about that. That's about half our population has some type of need, and that's really important.
And as much as, of course, Manhattan, Kansas has a lot going for it, I know, Coach, we do have some issues here in our own community, and I think sometimes people fail to realize that.
Yeah, and it is a great place, and it is. You talk about K-State family, the Manhattan family. And Megan and I have said it many times, this is one of the best places we've ever lived, and just good people. But as we grow and expand, there are people in need. And if you turn the blind eye to it, nothing's going to happen, and then you're going to have problems. So, it's so important people get involved. And it could be a few dollars. It could be giving time. There's so many things to do that you can make a difference. It helps our community, which is so important.
Megan, real pleasure to have you here, too. And as your husband was just saying, you've been involved with United Way, I guess, in other communities that you've been a part of, and kind of how you got involved with United Way, maybe.
Well, thank you for having both Bruce and I today, first off. But as far as getting involved, to me, it's always been a no-brainer. And our family's been involved. We have three daughters. They actually have been involved, and one of them has been very involved after college and really showed us a lot what one person can do with a small business. So I think she won an award for her involvement one of the years. So that's, and we were here in Manhattan feeling like we really need to do what Christy's doing.
Well, that is exciting, too. And, Mark, we haven't gone over numbers. I don't know if you want to share some of those with us and kind of where you ended up with. And I know we talked some numbers earlier.
Well, currently we're sitting a little over $463,000 that's been raised. And that's very well and good. We're excited about that. Our goal this year was $450,000. But knowing that we're still a little over $80,000 we're asked for above and beyond what we thought we were able to give. And so, knowing that that's still out there, we're still accepting gifts. If people would like to still participate, that's great. We have even more gifts that are requested for next year. So we're hopeful that we can just keep building upon this.
And let's remind people again the number of agencies that you help out and kind of how that all works.
Well, this current year, there are 15 agencies and running 21 programs. And they're agencies that are in our six-county service area. And the six counties, again, are Marshall, Clay, Pottawatomie, Washington, Waubunsee, and Riley. So, it's a very diverse area, very diverse group that needs support.
you mentioned the Webbers as being instrumental, but again, your board, I mean, just again, all the different things that you tried to do this year to make it happen.
Just tried to create encouragement, you know, trying to be publicly visible, trying to get out and speak as many opportunities as we could to talk about what we do. I don't think we've done a good job in the past of promoting what we try and do for everybody, how many people we're actually serving, what services are available, just letting people know that their dollars make a difference. You know, let them know the impact. Like Coach said, you know, 28,000 people were served this last year through Conseaway United dollars. So it's a big impact.
And Coach, maybe talk about some of your efforts, some of the different things you've done during this campaign. And
whenever Marcus called, we've tried to jump on board, you know, from being here or doing commercials or we had a big pillar event. We had over 90 pillars that mean involved in that pillar club. That means they donated 1,000 or more. And, you know, the one person both Megan and I want to thank is Mark Kandoffendoffel from the trust company. He hosted a kickoff event last summer. And I think that was big to get people involved. And, you know, we had a little bit of an event at K-State. And I think I know Mark and we all feel we need to get K-State involved more. And Kansas State is our community. It's real, you know, it's the biggest employer in the area. And, you know, the people need to get involved. And, you know, we talked about it could be businesses. There were quite a few businesses that got involved. Megan in mentioned about my daughter, Christy. Her business started an event on a certain day, right, you know, usually in the fall. And she had a fun thing after hours and got people to donate things, including myself. And it was tickets to games or T-shirts or something. But people could donate and they, you know, they got the chance to win door prizes. And just her little business, as she mentioned, you know, she won an award for getting them involved. But it was just a fun thing, after hours thing. And then that was in Champaign, in that community. They had to pack the bus, and the buses went around to all the different businesses and, you know, to get things that were donated. So I think, you know, you get businesses involved, you know, anything. There were 8 Pacesetter businesses in the Manhattan area that got involved, and we really appreciate them.
And Megan, you have a right to be proud too, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
With Christy and some of the work that she's done. But it has to, we can always learn from each other too.
Yes, to think we're learning from our daughter. And all she did one day is get a little red wagon and go door to door within her office. So anybody can do that.
Oh, that is inspiring, most definitely. Well, and I'm sure, too, Mark, you continue to learn. I mean, any suggestions, thoughts for the next year? I know that Coach has said get K-State more involved somehow. Maybe that's a starting point. But I don't know if you have any other thoughts or, I mean, maybe something kind of inspirational like their daughter's campaign. Or
There's tremendous amount of ideas. It's just a matter of manpower sometimes trying to get there and get everything involved. We definitely would like to get more support locally. We also need to branch out and start being more visible in our outlying communities. Kind of started that process and trying to recruit some of the business partners in outside towns, you know, Clay Center and Marysville and Wamego, and letting them know that we make a difference there too. I was actually able to be in Marysville this last Friday and try to talk a little bit about United Way up there and let them know that our dollars are up there too, and they have agencies that need support and that are applying for funding here.
Sometimes I think we forget Kansas United Way is more than just the Riley County area. You've mentioned that before.
Yeah, definitely. And we've got to be more visible and more busy with our activities outside of just Manhattan.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? I want to come back and chat some more with you. It is about 9:27, but again, we have with us today from Kansas United Way, Executive Director Mark Clausen, also K-State basketball coach Bruce Weber and wife Megan. We'll take a break. 537-1350 if you want to join in on the discussion. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.